This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
I'm dizzy.
Got a nosebleed, haven't you?
I'm dizzy. I don't know, we haven't gone anywhere. We haven't gone up the table, but we've got a couple of wins.
It's been, I haven't known what it's felt like to win at all. Two in a row for what feels like about 5 years.
It feels a lot longer than what it is. It's just over two, isn't it?
Yeah,
just
over it's still a long time,
which is awful. Yeah. But it feels a lot longer. Maybe it's just because this year in general has just been a slog.
But it, yeah, 2020 has just been a complete write-off, hasn't it?
But what a difference since, funnily enough, we got that embargo lifted.
I mean, I can't say I'm shocked that that's the difference it's made.
I'm a little bit shocked.
Yeah, we've managed to play four players now. All right, one of them was only a 5 minute sub appearance, and the other one is a 36-year-old utility man. But the other two, we obviously have been waiting for these two to play, and I think they've shown us why we wanted them there, to be honest.
Yeah, it was strange, like, because there was like no announcement, like nothing, no little teaser even from Chris that this embargo had been lifted. It was just bang, there's the team on Saturday, Akinola and Sam Hart both starting. Not even like on the bench, both starting.
Yeah. Yeah. I should probably try and just keep the other team guessing a bit, really. Well, that's probably part of it. Maybe it was just paid off really late. You never know.
Yeah.
Might have been clear literally at lunchtime Saturday.
Yeah, maybe. So, did you go?
Yeah, I went for the first one. I went.
See, I didn't, and I didn't watch it. I was travelling, but yeah, I managed to watch on iFollow last night. But go on, you were there Saturday. Take us through it.
Well, I mean, first things first, just going back there was great. You know. It might have been in the away end, but I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like a smell of football, isn't there? That makes sense. There's an aura, there's atmosphere, there's a smell about it, and you go in there, it's just had that feel to it. But I mean, first things after that as well, like on the actual pitch. Actually, let's say about off it, I actually thought the fans were good. Did not. Was constantly behind the scene. It wasn't nothing, you know, no sort of abuse or not even really sort of, I mean, an arm really. It was fully behind the team. It was really, I was surprised, to be honest.
It's almost like everyone did actually realise that I am very privileged to be here.
Yeah, potentially. But yeah, so that made the atmosphere quite good. First half, all right, they hit the post, but I thought we edged it as being the better team, but it was fair to go in at 0-0. The first probably 20 of the second half was dire, if I'm being honest. But both teams, not just us, it was both teams. So, and then we go and nick it, really, to be honest with you. It wasn't like it was a dominant performance. We just went and nicked it, but great goal.
Smash and grab.
Ollie Inca, great finish. Good ball in from Dimi.
Was a great finish, to be fair, because when the club tweeted that reverse angle of it, like the day after,
bobbled.
It bobbled, mate. So many players especially in this division, so many players would put that at the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really
great finish.
But yeah, the rest of them just dug deep as well. You know, Maka makes such a difference to that team. Such a difference to that team. So it's good to have him back from us, you know. Obviously, we had him sign up, but it was just an injury keeping him out.
Yeah, in many ways, that's been like a new signing, isn't it?
Yeah,
he hadn't really played yet. Was it Carlisle he played, and that was it?
Literally Carlisle. I don't remember him playing after that, apart from when he came off the bench against Forest Green, was it? When he came off his comeback, obviously.
So then he started to start a few games, and then we get Hart and Akinola available. Now we've got Greg Halford in as well, and it's slowly starting to... I don't want to say click, because there is a long way to go.
Oh, there's a lot, and there's a lot to improve, obviously, as well. But
we got 11 blokes out there now that are trying their hardest.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have got a little bit of skill. There is some talent there now. And I'm going to stick my neck on the line. I think we'll stay up now.
I think we'll stay up anyway.
We've certainly put ourselves right in the fight now. We're not. You don't look at the league table this morning and think, "Oh, it's Southend and one other to get relegated."
No,
it could be any two from eight, really.
Yeah,
because as we spoke about previously, the standard isn't very good, and that's putting it politely. So you string a little run of results together over this festive period where there's a lot of games in a short space of time, you can pull right away. On the flip side of that, you can get cut adrift again.
Yeah.
So there is a fine line. We have got to manage the squad. I thought he did do that very well last night in the end. First half was poor, despite going a goal up after a few seconds. First half was terrible. Yeah. But I think he absolutely nailed his subs.
Yeah, he got bang on. It's funny, I mean, don't get... Whilst that first half was dreadful, I'm not trying to say it wasn't. But we was a minute away from it being a... We'll take that, you know. We've played...
Oh, yeah.
It probably took us to go 1-0, one at half-time, for it to... Well, maybe he wouldn't have made two changes. He might have made one, and might not have been as effective, but
I mean, it's a lot easier to make two subs at half time when you know you can make five.
Yeah, but it probably helped us. You know, it sounds stupid conceding the way we did. Mm. Had we rode it out, he might have thought, got away with it. Should we do it from a 5-10? I don't think he would have. I think he would have changed it, but you never know. So it almost helped us, really.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't want to jump ahead to that game. I guess sort of still want to talk about the Scunny game. I thought Hobson was absolutely mustard against Scunthorpe. I've been quite critical of the Eng at the back and in midfield, to be honest, but especially at the back. But the last couple of the games, he looks like a centre half, and having the Eng, having Hobson alongside him, they look like a half decent partnership.
Yeah, they do.
It really surprised me. I didn't think I'd be saying that.
Playing well.
Yeah, they played great, them too. Sam Mark came in, was solid. I thought he looked knackered, to be fair. But that's to be expected.
Even on Saturday?
Yeah, I thought we did. I thought we tired. I might be wrong. I might have been reading into it a bit too much. Maybe it's just the way he is. He doesn't... It's not like he's a bit of... You know, it's not like he's walks about. You know, he doesn't move, so...
Maybe covers a lot of ground.
Yeah, maybe I was just reading it wrong, but he looked a bit tired to me. Obviously, again, yesterday, similar thing. We didn't really get Akinola into the game, I didn't think, against Scully. But that wasn't his fault. And then when he came on yesterday, I thought he was really good. So, just adds a bit of a touch of class. I don't think he's an out-and-out striker, bear in mind. I think he's got a bit more about him to sort of drop a bit deeper and pick the ball up and run with it. We've just got options now. We had Nathaniel George on the bench, and that's one that probably about a month ago I said, you can't bench him, he's got to start. Mm. He didn't even come on yesterday.
Yeah, the only outfield player that hasn't come on.
You know, so, I mean, that itself is a... Probably shows you the depth we've got now in the space of, 3 weeks? All right, it's injuries coming back as well, but we've managed to actually play four players that we've signed, or re-signed, whatever you want to call it, in class.
Yeah.
And suddenly, we look like we've got a decent team. Or, you know, decent depth anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we do. And that's what I mean about we now look like we will at least be competitive, and that was all we were calling for in the last one, wasn't it? Like, because there was a lot of these young kids who, whilst they might have a little bit, they're not going to do it consistently enough, and they're a bit like lambs to the slaughter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, adding a lot more experience. Well, suddenly it's gone the other way, hasn't it? We got, you know, 2 36-year-olds in Halford and McCormack, and we were, you know, probably concerned the squad was too young, like, 5 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, now it's almost got that sort of probably perfect balance for the situation we're in.
Yeah,
you know, a couple of older pros. Obviously, John White's not fit, but he's another one that's in that older pro bracket. You've got players that are sort of in there, maybe not a lot, but sort of in their prime a little bit. You know, you've got Akinola, but I think Nathaniel George is about 24, 25.
Yeah, there is quite a nice blend now.
There's a nice blend. All right, you hope they don't get injured, but it's, even with the youngsters that we've got in, say, Taylor and Ollie Inca, they're learning as well. And, you know, it was just enjoyable to watch on yesterday, I thought. It wasn't a great game, obviously, that first half of Dyer, but that second half, we've got another, yeah, we're 2-1, and you're thinking, we scored 2 goals in the game here. We've done this in a while. Then we've got a third. I'm just not used to this, do you know what I mean?
It felt like a proper game again, and that only Southend fans will know what I mean when I say that, because we've just been so used to getting beat. The defeats were just accepted. So,
yeah. When we was losing, I wasn't even feeling anything. I was numb to defeat. I was just
another defeat, another one.
Yeah, I was just laugh and just forget about it, because it was almost like I'd just given up.
Yeah, the frustrating thing now is, like, I do listen, obviously, we ain't got a crystal ball. You can't go back in time. We'll never know. But if we somehow could have got this sorted for the start of this month, I certainly think we beat Bolton.
Yeah.
And I think we get something out of Forest Green, to be honest, because particularly Bolton, though. We knew they were ropey at the back, because we tried to play a very high press.
Yeah.
We just had the wrong players on the pitch.
Yeah.
If we'd have had the squad available last night in that game, I'd be pretty confident we're beating them. But, you know, it's that. If my auntie had ball, she'd be my uncle, wouldn't she? Yeah. You're never going to know. You're never going to know, sadly.
But no, I agree.
We've just got to hope it's not too late.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't think it is. I really don't think it is.
No, you know, I don't.
I think if the embargo hadn't been lifted, like, I kept saying it, because we're still... Well, it proves the last three games that we're still in a chance, massive chance, but we weren't that far adrift. That's why I kept saying, if we clear this embargo, we'll be okay. Yeah.
We've doubled our points total in the last three games from the previous 13 games.
Yeah, that's promotion form, to be fair.
Yeah.
But that's what it needs now. It doesn't need promotion form to stay up, unfortunately. Yeah. But you'll probably get away with obviously losing a fair few still. You know, you don't want to, but you probably get away with it. The better teams in the league, well, there aren't many of them.
Well, I don't think we can afford to lose another game.
Not the next few, no, but I mean sort of over the course of the season.
You win at Mansfield to keep this new little run going, then you win your two derbies, because that's inexcusable to not win them.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, actually, watch how we play against them.
Well, especially the Colchester game, because, yes, it was that pizza cup, but they battered us. And he took a little bit of stick after that.
Yeah.
And
rightly so, probably. You put it right. It's just simple.
That's done. You put it right now.
Yeah.
We win the game that matters. That was the dead rubber that literally didn't matter, because they were out as well.
Yeah.
You got to win the one that matters.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, no, it's just enjoyable. It's nice to actually. I almost don't know what to talk about. It's so, I'm not used to it. You know, there was generally so many positives to take in. You know, the recent games we played. I mean, we've mentioned it before about Egri being, he's improved, and he's probably playing on merit. And all right, he's been on the bench the last few weeks, but even yesterday when he comes on, he gave us such a different outlet to the game. He's like, was he 19, 20?
Yeah, I really like him.
And with the build he is, you kind of think he might get knocks with the boys. He maybe does occasionally, but he works hard. He's a little terrier. He gets stuck in. Like, he runs with the ball really well. There was a bit when he ran past at four of them, and someone like basically kicked him, and Macca steamed in.
Yeah, I love that.
It was a great little run. So have the sort of the vision and ability to actually even go for it. So he's a great little player, I think.
It's funny though, because you talk about this age spectrum that we've got in the squad now. It's like, Greg Halford's been a professional footballer almost as long as Tyrell Egbury's been alive.
what do you make of him, actually? I might as well go on to that.
Halford's?
Yeah.
I've said this before on these podcasts that we've done. I've not got a problem with a player's age if they still offer something.
Yeah.
If they're fit and they still offer something. And, okay, it's one game, but compare Greg Halford's debut to Liam Ridgewell's.
Yeah.
Compare Alan McCormack to Mark Milligan.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're 40. If you can still offer something, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, he's obviously going to be rusty. He's not played for almost 18 months, I think he said. But, yeah, no better way to sort of get fans on your side where you might be a bit rusty, and you did used to play for Colchester, like you come on and score on your debut.
Yeah.
Off the back of his head.
And all right, the goal itself was a bit naff, but he still done well to get up.
He put himself in an area, right place, right time.
I guess the word is impressed by him, you know, big, he's massive frame, really. I think that's how big he was.
He's big lad. About 6'5", I think. 6'4", 6'5".
But he just seemed to have a bit more about in terms of trying to link it up a bit and be in the right area and put a shoulder on the defender a little bit. Not foul him, but just put your arm across him a bit, and just the experience, really. And he's not a striker. He's only ever played there a few times, I think, as a utility player, because he plays anywhere, doesn't he? So
it's just that being like, having an experienced pro.
Yeah.
So see that game out, really.
Yeah, that's the perfect sub to make, wouldn't it?
We're going to stick you up top. You're a big lad. Just hold it. Play the game in their third, their defensive third.
Yeah,
takes all pressure off our defence, off our goalkeeper. And we see the game out, and we did see the game out. Not only by holding on to what we had, we got another one.
Yeah, hilarious, by the way. That is hilarious.
I just started creasing. I didn't even sort of celebrate. I just started laughing.
That pitch is actually shocking. In fairness, it is actually the pitch that's done him dirty. It hasn't bounced. It's rolled.
Big keeper's anticipating a little bounce into his midriff, and it's just gone through his legs.
Well, I can only assume he's trained on the pitch, because I don't remember it being that bad Saturday. I don't remember. Well, I might be wrong. I was literally at the front, so I couldn't really see it. But
I think what you got to take into account as well, the pitch probably didn't have any maintenance work done this summer because of all the COVID stuff.
Yeah, probably not as much as you could have done anyway.
Yeah, and it wasn't played on for ages. The season finished in March rather than May. So I think you will see poor pitches now with winter kicking in across the board, not just at Southend. I think you will see some pretty crap surfaces.
Yeah, but we still won. Yeah, it wasn't that. It wasn't for a lack of just go. It wasn't. It wasn't because we just went get long all the time. We actually was trying to ping it about.
And that's what I mean. Where I was saying when I said earlier about it hasn't. I wouldn't even say it's clicked yet, and that's obviously the good thing. There was little like passing triangles that you're seeing with a lot of these players that ain't been playing trying to link up. Well, that's only going to get better.
Yeah.
That is only going to get better when you now look. January's right around the corner. We can add to the squad again. This is what's ridiculous about that whole embargo thing. We now possibly are in a pretty good position to add to the squad, because you think from where we were last year, we've massively reduced that wage bill.
Yeah.
So we probably do have, for League Two, a decent amount of money to play with.
No, we do. All right, it could be lying with the first time, but Ron himself said that we have quite a bit to play around with now, and we can potentially offer. He did make a point, actually, of saying that this potentially got us in the situation we're in last time, but he said we have the potential to offer more money than other clubs, he said, because of how much we've saved. So you know, even if it's just like a sort of a lower, you know, a League Two, not journeyman, but, you know, a League Two player might want to go, you know, between us or Stevenage, you might go, no, I'll go there. Even if it is just for the money and it's a good sign for us, you know, if we stay up, I don't care if anyone's here for the money. You know, you can come in, money grab all you want, mate, just keep us up. Mm. You know, so it'd be interesting. Yeah,
and even for like a young player, like I haven't got a problem with, you know, any footballer that doesn't want to use a League Two club as a stepping stone isn't going to be a successful footballer. Like, come in, if it's a loan, if it's a short-term contract or what, come in, do well, you'll get a move to a higher level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't get it wrong. I think Molesy will sign the right players. I think all of his signings so far, I say apart from one, all of his signings have been successful.
Well, one that's massively improved for me, like you touched on him earlier, is Hobson.
Yeah.
He's starting to look very dominant now.
Yeah. First game he played against Gillingham, I thought it was really good. Since then...
Yeah, I liked him in that game. But yeah, since the league... Because that was a cup game, wasn't it? Since the league started, he was a bit nervy. He wasn't crap, but he was like a bit nervy, like shaky. Looked like he had a mistake in him.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably fair to say. But he's coming...
But now, he's very solid.
But yeah, I think the one player that hasn't necessarily hit off out of his signs, I think he'll go back in Jan. And then we'll probably just replace him with another kid, but then get some others in as well. So we're in a, believe it or not, it might sound mental, we're in a decent position to be in, really.
You know,
it's a feel good factor over the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's strange because like that game last night, it was like I feel like we're top of the league. We're still bottom.
Mm.
We're still bottom of the league, but
yeah, it felt like one of them. When you're playing like your second v first and you win, you go, oh, we're actually miles better in this league. It was that sort of game. But yeah, so I call me mental. I'm feeling really positive. I really am feeling positive. I mean, if we win against Mansfield, then that's our intentions there. I mean, that's huge.
Well, they're another side that are right down there with us. And, you know, I might be jumping the gun because we've only played 2 games since this embargo has been lifted. But with the squad that we now do have available, I would look at that league table and think, well, Southend are in a false position because the squad they have available isn't the squad that sort of got them there.
Yeah.
Whereas you've got the likes of Bradford, Grimsby, Mansfield, Stevenage. They've got their squad at their disposal and they're just not very good.
Yeah.
So, I think we do have that to sort of fall back on. We're in a bit of a false position. And the form guide will now tell you that as well.
Yeah, definitely the form guide. Definitely. It's been an interesting time to play in Mansfield. I mean, they have picked up since they've got a new manager.
Yeah, they got rid of Coughlin, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess they have picked up. Not massively, but they have picked up. But it's probably a good time to play them still, I think. Isn't it?
But they're one as well. They're a strange club because they spent money.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
this summer they'll kind of do that. They'll have that sort of one summer out of 3 or 4 where they'll have a big spend up, and they're like, right, now this is where we do it this year, and then they're like sort of 16th, 17th.
Yeah,
it never happens for them.
But yeah,
it's always poor. I'm probably quite similar to what we do, where they pay big money, but doesn't mean you're getting good players.
Yeah, obviously, I'm glad we didn't do it, but you know, they gambled on getting a new manager, and it hasn't exactly paid off yet. So it's probably still a good time to play them. You know, we're on higher there, probably on a bit of a.
You know, now's the time to. You say you judge a season, or you judge a manager, or you look at a league table after 10 games. Well, let's judge it after 6-7 more games when Molesley's had 10 games with his actual squad.
Yeah.
And then we'll see where we're at. And if anyone wants to call for a sacking after that, then we can cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
But to call for a manager to be sacked when he hadn't been able to play his main signing, his main striker, because of something that was out of his control.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
You know, you're looking a bit stupid now, aren't you? Let's be honest.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
But, you know, if we can win, if we can win Saturday, I mean, I'm just looking at it now. Barrow have played an extra game than us. Yeah, so if we win that game, we go above them. We go above them if we win that game.
Stevenage have got two called off for COVID stuff as well, I think.
So yeah, it's literally in our hands. It really is in our hands. If we want
Barrow, another one that have sacked the manager this week.
Yeah.
So Bradford.
Yeah, I don't really get what Barrow would expect him, really. But
nah.
Fair enough, whatever.
Well, do you mean by appointing him in the first place or the fact that they're in the
league? Yeah, I guess both, really. Just come up when they got a new manager in. I mean, what, have they spent though? Or
I couldn't tell you.
Without it, but yeah.
We're massively in this still. Yeah,
We beat Scunthorpe, but we were actually doing all right. Or the last few games have picked up a bit and they were useless. You know, we made them look ordinary.
Yeah, you look at it all the way up to 17th, who is Harrogate, who, you know, after... We couldn't have played Harrogate at a worse time, really, could we?
No, it's worse time playing.
They were still riding that incredible wave of promotion. We were still absolutely reeling from a relegation.
Yeah.
Had to play, you know, near enough a youth team.
Yeah, it was the worst time playing.
And we got battered.
Yeah.
That comparison we spoke about today, that from that Harrogate game, first game of the season to last night, only three players have started both of those games.
Yeah.
It was Oxley, Elvis, and Hobson.
Hobson, yeah. Yeah, it's some turnaround, that, isn't it?
Yeah, in, you know, a couple of months.
Yeah.
It's about 7 or 8 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, and
you've changed eight players, are you starting lineup?
Yeah, players that were in that team. On that squad, I've now had to be deregistered to then get the players that we had in, like your Taylor and Ollie Inker.
Yeah.
But then we couldn't register. No, they were not. So, yeah, it's just a mess, really.
Well, one that did start that game was Jordan Green, who obviously got injured and had to go back. Yeah. That's a little bit different.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think who started centre midfield that day. Lewis Garden.
Garden Hutchinson,
I think.
Yeah.
Kelman and Goodship up front.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Humphreys had gone by then.
Yeah.
I think Egbury started. Yeah. So it's a huge turnaround.
Yeah.
In just a couple of months.
It was needed though. We needed some players, you know. So I'm not excited. I'm hopeful, put it that way. I'm all right.
No, I'm gonna say excited.
Yeah.
I am.
If we can start this year, I'll be excited for next year.
Well, the manager we've got had very successful teams that down at Weymouth. Yes, it was in lower divisions. But if you can get that formula, he's going to have, in theory, but he's going to have better players to work with here. So if you can adapt that same winning formula, he will be onto something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It was really refreshing to see him come out afterwards and say the first half was unacceptable and he apologises. You know, that for me is really refreshing. And yeah, he did get it wrong.
To be fair,
he tried to address it in the half. He was like, right.
Yeah, he did change shape.
Sterling to the right and Paul Yank in the middle. Let's go 4-5-1. He was actually trying to address it, but he still couldn't.
Yeah. And to be fair, like, I wouldn't even... Yeah, he was right. It wasn't good enough.
But he didn't even apologise.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say it was worth an apology because it was. It was obvious why he rested players.
Yeah,
like McCormack playing three times in a week, probably a bit of a stretch to start all those games.
Yeah,
you know, Akinola's not played for a long time.
Yeah,
Sam Hart looked leggy. That's not his fault. There's nothing to be sorry about.
No, especially on that pitch. Fucking hell, yeah. Right. You're gonna be, but yeah, he didn't have to apologize. Yeah, we were 1 minute away from going in at 1-1. Mm. Yeah, so he didn't need to apologize for that.
You know, it was still to weather the storm the way that we did, and go in at 1-1. It was still a good half.
Yeah, but it was showing we're getting a bit of luck. We're getting a bit of luck. Yeah, hit the post cut side.
Here we are. Scunny hit the post once. Was it once or twice?
Yeah.
Grimsby at the post hit the bar, and you know, Greg Halford scores off his arse.
Yeah.
They're the little slices of luck that have been missing. And you do need them to go for you.
Yeah.
If you're trying to do anything, if you're trying to win a title, you get little bits of luck. And it's funny how, like, the footballing gods, like, if you want to call it that, act. Because this club has just had no luck for...
Oh, no.
Yeah, about... How long we got?
You could go through so much, couldn't you? You go through so much.
I think as well, though, I'm going to go as far as saying having Alan McCormack now is the first time we've had like that midfield general since Kevin Mayer. I'm going to go that far.
General, like that.
Like actually dictating like the entire pitch.
Yeah.
He just doesn't shut up.
To do it, and I've been able to, but just in a different way, you know.
Just the way he wins free kicks, just the way he'll get players booked. He'll be the one that will go steaming in. He'll get that little reaction, and the other player gets booked. He walks away laughing.
Yeah, yeah. He is good at what he does, isn't he? I kind of forgot how good he was.
Mm.
You know, I wasn't.
You'd hate to play against him.
Yeah,
absolutely hate to play against him, but you love him when he's on your team.
Yeah, yeah. I'll my hands up and admit I didn't necessarily want him to sign him, but since he's come back into the team, yeah, he's been massive for us. So I forgot how good he was. A fair play.
He's gonna score one of these corner routines as well.
Well, it probably tells you how bad the league is as well, because we've tried at every game he's played, and no one has clocked on yet.
Yeah, who's actually scouting for these?
And who's analysing that?
Because you get Alan McCormack stood on the edge of the box, every corner, no one marks him,
Madness. And then Clifford scored, obviously.
Oh, mate.
The angle, but I was watching that and I was thinking someone has surely seen this.
Blind man could have seen that coming. Clifford was just stood there in absolute acres of space, and as soon as he rolled it to him, I didn't think he'd necessarily score. But I knew they were too slow to react. I was like, he's got there. He's getting there first. 100% getting there first.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy, really. I don't want to bang on about that, but it is a bad league. That's why it would have annoyed me had we not have strengthened. Because it's here for the taking. Yeah. It's here to easy stay up, if you say anyway.
I'm not going to call it a masterstroke from Ron, because I genuinely believe if we'd have had all this done and dusted at the start of the season, we could honestly be sitting top three. If this had all started, if we could have started clean, everybody on 0 points, and we weren't pissing about with embargoes all over the place,
it'd be interesting to see the type of player he'll go for. And I think he'd make some very good signings, Mulsey. So, yeah, that would also be, you know, some of these players at rear would not have been his first choice. Like,
no.
Wouldn't have been his first choice targets. No chance. So, that interests me, because he's made, in my opinion, some good signings that weren't his first choice. So, and I guess the credit has also got to go to, is it Anton Robinson, is it?
Yes.
Head of recruitment. He's obviously got a good eye for a player, so.
Well, he made a comment, didn't he, about who, it was never confirmed, but it was sort of wildly rumoured we were talking to Calvin Andrew. And, you know, now he come out and said that, well, now the embargo's lifted, we can look at better options, basically.
Yeah. They just sound like it was true, that. But again, that's what EO, he's having to pick out of the smallest pool of players. And with all due respect to them, they probably haven't got a club for a reason. They're either has-beens or they're just not very good, really.
Yeah. But I think this summer, well, not even summer now, even still now, you have got a very big pool of free agents.
Yeah.
Because clubs were there was a salary cap came in, and with all the COVID stuff as well, where clubs don't have a lot of money because there's no revenue. So yeah, there is still a huge pool of players that don't have clubs.
Yeah. No, it's a shame that it's happened the way it is, but the transfer window is going to be interesting. You never know. A little playoff surge. Let's push for the playoffs. That'll be the biggest turnaround of going, won't it?
Mate, I might do it. I might have a look now. Just put a fiver on us to get promoted.
Fiver finish on the top seven. See what it is.
Who was it that did it? It was Barnsley a few years. Barnsley were bottom at Christmas and got promoted.
Yeah, won the playoffs, didn't they?
It's happening.
Who was it? That was, we was in the same league as them, I think. League One.
Yeah.
I think it was same year we was in League One. So yeah, anything's possible. Yeah, but
it's... All right. Predictions for Saturday.
I'm going to go for a 1-0 win. We're going to keep a clean sheet again.
I think we'll keep a clean sheet, but I think we're just going to score goals at the minute. So
4-0.
2-0.
2-0, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I fancy us to keep a clean sheet. I fancy a 2-0 away win. Another dub.
It's gonna be a real indication of where we're at. You know, have we got a bit over, overconfident? Probably. Yeah, it happens, doesn't it? But also, actually, yeah, we could turn up to this game and we win and go, actually, no, we're not overconfident at all. We're actually just quite good now. Yeah, we're actually just all right. We're in the right team here, so.
And that'd be amazing to win this one going into Boxing Day.
Yeah, it'd be huge.
Yeah.
It'd be huge. It's a shame we can't go now, isn't it?
I know. I didn't really want to talk about that, but I guess we're going to have to, aren't we?
Yeah. It's probably the most gutted I've been since the whole of these lockdowns have been happening, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The first lockdown, it was a bit of a gimmick. I think people were up for it. No, the lockdown in general, like, I think when it happened, because it was different, it was all strange to people in March, whenever it was.
It was like, what, you're going to pay me to stay at home?
Yeah, it was a bit of a gimmick, I think, for people. Yeah. And people got behind it. The one last month was just a nightmare. It just dragged on. And then now this. It's the best day, the best fixture of the season for me, Boxing Day.
Yeah, no matter who you're playing, I love a Boxing Day game. It's my favourite day of the football calendar.
Yeah, so I mean, it's the biggest one for me, and it's just been ruined
by Basildon.
You never know. They might even change their minds and say you have fans, and you never know.
Well,
it's such a money spinner, isn't it?
Aren't they now saying that this is going to turn into a politics podcast? You might want to skip to the end if you listen to this. But are they still saying something about relaxing these tiers for these, inverted commas, 5 days of Christmas?
Kind of. It's not the tier, but you can mix with three households in your house, but right, not house.
Right. So obviously would rule out football still.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's still ridiculous, but I'm just gutted about that. Really gutted.
We'll have to get on to the bloke that I hired the cinema screen off for my birthday, and we'll. Now it's dark at about 4 o'clock. We'll get that up in the garden and we'll...
Yeah, that's a shout, actually.
We'll stream it.
As long as we're one of the three assholes mixing. But yeah, it's... And then after that, it's Orion, isn't it? That's my birthday game, I think.
This is it. Like, it's always like a great time of year for us, because not only is it Christmas, but we've got birthdays and everything as well. And it's just absolutely nothing this year. Now we're in a stage, we can't even go to the pub and eat and drink. We just can't go to the pub.
Oh, isn't it ridiculous? Isn't it ridiculous? Yeah. Oh, well,
infections are rising in schools and colleges, so shut the pubs.
Hmm. Yeah, let's not even go there. It gives me the ump.
No, I'm giving myself the ump already.
Give me the right ump. But yeah, it's just nice to, as I say, I'm almost a bit speechless and I don't know what to talk about. It's just, it's so refreshing to look a little part of a football. We actually look like a football team. You know?
Yeah, we do. We don't look like the whipping boys.
Yeah, you know, at times this year we generally looked like that team on a Sunday league that everyone knew was bottom of the league, and we're just turning up and just absolutely turn them over.
Yeah, this is it, and hopefully it's already happened, but maybe Grimsby were a little bit guilty of it, like even though we won on Saturday, but like Southend's a bit of a free hit. That's gone. You ain't getting that now. You're not just going to rock up here and get 3 points.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. The more I think about it, though, because the worst performance for me this season was the Bradford game. And you look at where they are on the table. They're only about... I'm looking at it now. They're 2 points above us.
Another one sat the manager.
And we let them, like turn us over. Mm. Had that fixture been like now, I'd be fanciest.
I'll tell you one that is an interesting one that we have to play. I don't know when it is yet. Cambridge. Because at the time that got called off, they were top.
Yeah.
And I think they won last night. They played Colchester, didn't they? They beat Cole U last night.
Yeah.
But before then, they've dropped like a stone.
2-1. Yeah, yeah. They hadn't won in like 5 games, I think.
Yeah. So that could be very interesting.
It could help us right out of that. But...
they'd be fuming. Because they're already fuming for some reason. What would you rather we did? Turn up and... potentially infect some of your players, but as long as we get the game played.
Yeah, I mean, because it didn't actually make sense for us to call it off, you know what I mean? There was no reason for us to call it off. It was obviously because we were following protocol.
Well, we had 3 positives. Was that right? Which I think was Aqua, Sterling, Nathaniel George.
I can't remember if it was 3 positive or 1, but they've been mixing or something. Was it that? So we, in theory, had 3 out.
Right. So one of them might have got it, but those 3 happened to live together or something.
Something like that. So basically...
what a minefield.
So that meant that on top of the injuries we had, we couldn't basically field a bench because you then can't call up the under-23s or 18s because they haven't got time to get tested.
That's reminding me of something. We had something... Yeah, so it's this game it reminded me of. Because we had players like... someone like Mitchell Nelson, who can play for the first team, but because he's been in the under-23s bubble, he can't jump from bubble to bubble.
Yeah, you have to get tested before
Greg Halford was training with Grimsby last week.
No, sorry. The under-23s and that don't get tested, I think.
Is that what it is?
And they don't get tested. I might be wrong in saying that, or under whatever it is. I think they don't get tested.
Well, that would make sense how we've been able to get Halford back in, because obviously he was training here, then went to Grimsby, then back to Southend. I was a bit like, but we couldn't play one of our own youngsters because he can't jump from the 23s bubble to the first team bubble.
It would make sense then.
23s don't get tested.
Yeah, I might have got that wrong, but not sure.
Yeah. Let's just get this vaccine rolled out and we can all get back to normal.
Yeah. I'm missing the football days, to be fair.
Well, I'm just missing like everything now. This, you know, we've been in and out more times than the fucking hokey cokey this year. It's just doing my head in now. We got to. You can't keep doing this.
Oh yeah, it needs to stop.
We couldn't even make it to the first 2 week revision before they changed it all.
Yeah, brilliant. Isn't it?
It's pathetic.
Oh yeah, it is. Absolutely ridiculous.
I saw a tweet today actually made me laugh. It was like, this country has basically just turned open the exam paper and we're stuck on the first question when other countries have finished it.
It's quite a good comparison actually.
It's like,
but yeah, this I sort of don't know what else to talk about. I say it's pretty strange.
Just a side note, the first goal last night, I was sat on the toilet. I knew the game had kicked off because I had it on the telly and I could hear it. And there's a tiny lag with iFollow, isn't there? And the tweets. And I just saw Chris's tweet come through, 1-0. And I've just, oh, we've scored. And I'm...
on the front.
I was in the toilet, yeah.
But yeah.
That's a really good
one. I don't know what else to talk about, but are we going to do another one before the end of the year, or are we going to leave it to the new year?
And I mean, we'll do one after Saturday if you want.
Yeah, I've not got a lot on.
No.
Anymore,
can't exactly go out, can we? So,
not really. So.
Yeah, we'll try and do them game by game. Obviously, this one ended up being two games because there was the midweek one. But yeah, I don't see why we can't.
Maybe we can try a different format or something.
Yeah,
we'll have a look. We'll see what we can do with it.
Yeah, because obviously
trying to get some people involved. Obviously, we're trying to get someone on for this, didn't we? But
yeah, just on that, we do want to get people involved, like fans. Or ex-players again, we are talking to people, but we are sort of we're trying to make things happen, but we're kind of debating a little bit whether we activate the premium subscription on Zoom again. So basically if we have any more than two people on this, it has to be less than 45 minutes. So where there's just the two of us, we can chat all night if we want, but you don't want to listen to that.
No, I don't want to listen to that either.
No, I don't want to listen to it either. So we need to make a decision if we're going to basically fork out for the premium again. It's not expensive by any stretch, but it was just where we went for like sort of 3-4 months not doing it. It was like, it was money that was leaving the bank account for nothing.
Well, I think the one we potentially got lined up was the first one for 2021. That should be all right. As a guest.
Oh, you tease. Oh.
And we want to try and record that. Actually, that video recorded, didn't we? So.
Yeah, so this is the thing. If we can get in touch with guys that are local, then we'll try and have an actual setup. So it's not over Zoom. But yeah. For people that aren't local, these are brilliant. And, you know, you saw the success that we had with them during the first lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is perfect for people that don't live close, but
or even people that are still like very like skeptical about COVID. They might not want to mix and let's face it. Like they don't know us, do they? They don't know us anything.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jump on one of these. It's a hell of a lot easier than saying, "Oh, yeah, I'll meet you at X, Y, and Z pub."
Yeah. No, of course. But no, I'm looking forward to the potential guests to have on in Jan. Hopefully.
There is a list. Don't worry, there is a list.
Yeah.
It's quite a long list as well.
Yeah. I'm willing to travel, to be fair, so.
We'll travel.
We'll do some weekends up north somewhere for the old lads. Especially one. I'll be up for one of them. But
We'll start doing a vlog when we can go back to games.
Yeah, I'll
start videoing myself when we score.
No, I don't do that.
No, I'm absolutely not doing that. Though.
Oh,
dear. Well, I think we've covered everything, haven't we?
Yeah, I say it's a bit weird one. I'm a bit starstruck, so to speak.
I know. The Great Escape is on. It's happening.
Yeah. But no, hopefully it's next year it's a bit more back to normal. Once we get the guests on, we can start to pump some content out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as the saying goes, it's the hope that kills you. And we've gone and chucked ourselves right back in the mix now, haven't we? So.
Oh, mate, I'm all over it now. I'm proud to say myself in fair now.
I know, I almost won my shirt today.
We're at games.
Yeah. Well, when I can
sounds good.
I'll wait for iFollow.
Yeah, I'll be up there.
Right, yeah, let's wrap it up there.
Yeah, nice one. See you later.
Nice one. See you later.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Open them up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.